The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Yes, I am back. Here we go again for another week of fun. And this is special. This is the beginning of season 12. And we're launching it the right way because it's December. So this is the month of Christmas. This is a very special month. We're also wrapping up the year 2024. Part of me still feels like we just got started with this year, but here we are about to wrap it up already. I tell you what, I'm still a little flabbergasted, perplexed, or whatever, that this year's coming to a close, and it's Christmas time, so we're going to have some fun with that. Now the first year, I think, that I was doing this, I shared, like, Christmas memories from various people I got to talk to, different things about Christmas pageants, people being in Christmas pageants, Christmas morning memories, and stuff like that. Today, or this month, I want to focus on memories we might have of classic television specials. Now, I don't watch a lot of regular television so much anymore, so I don't know that there really is much of a Christmas special that happens with a lot of the regular shows that you watch anymore these days. But, you know, back in the day, I remember there was Christmas specials for every show you would watch. There was Christmas specials also on TV, of course, you know. You still can catch Rudolph and Frosty, and I think Santa Claus is Coming to Town is going to be aired. But, I mean, there used to be a lot more specials. Garfield Christmas, I don't think it's aired anymore, but you can find it online. We've probably covered those specials many, many times, but I'm talking about a sitcom when they would do a special episode for Christmas and all the fun things that would happen on those episodes. And this month, I want to talk about some of those. I've had to kind of reroute just a little bit for this week. I meant to have Philip on with me because he's a huge Andy Griffith fan, and we wanted to talk about that episode. But we'll try to do that like next week when Philip is actually here, because him being the biggest Andy Griffith fan in the world, he'll have a lot more to say about it than I would. But I do have a few things to talk about of different shows, and I think we're going to enjoy this week. This is our chance to get into that retro area of the podcast that I'm meaning to be in. I do want to let you know, I've got a new shop set up on the website, neverlandpodcast.com. There's a link there in the menu that says store. If you'd want to save yourself a little time, you can go shop.neverlandpodcast.com. Where I'm kind of almost putting together a network at Neverland Podcast, even though this hasn't been the Neverland Podcast in a few years now. But I feel like I got a network, and that's still home base for the Fandom Nexus. But I might end up attaching the watching movies with my pastor on there. But anyways, there's a new store. I'm slowly getting set up there. I'm having to do it a product at a time. It's been a lot of work and a lot of confusion trying to get it set up properly and learn how to get products onto the site. And hopefully I've got it worked out right, because I did do a test order and I ordered something and I lost money in the whole thing. Granted, I was spending money anyway, but like the money spent in one way, some of it's supposed to come back, and then the money that comes back to me is what I used to pay the people who are making the product, and I'm supposed to have a net profit afterwards. And I goofed up the first one, like somewhere between shipping or whatever. I think I fixed all that now. I hope I fix it, or when y'all come start ordering things, I'm gonna be up a creek. But I have set up to where you'll be paying for shipping. But I do think that to Patreon members, I will get some coupons for you if you happen to be certain levels of Patreons. So you'll get a maybe free shipping or discounts or that kind of thing. I do have that in the works, but I've got a few products out there. I want to have a few more, and I've got coffee mugs and larger mugs that have like a handled kind of thing that I think could keep your drink cool. A stainless steel mug, a lot of cups and mugs. I finally got to where I can get t-shirts on there. So a lot of the products is going to be some stuff that I've had before, but I was doing things through TeePublic. I mean, previously we were doing stuff through Spreadshirt, but I've never been really satisfied with the quality of the print, especially with TeePublic. I had something I ordered off of there and it washed off as soon as I put it in. Because I tend to wash a shirt before I wear it. Tends to be a good idea. Give it a quick wash. And when I washed it, the print just came right off. And I alerted them to it and they did refund and give me a new shirt to replace it. But that shouldn't be happening. And I've had people telling me that this new shop Printful that I'm going to be working with, and I'm going to probably get an affiliate program going on with them. So if you wanted to set up a shop, you could. But they're supposed to be a high quality print and supposed to be much better. And there are different options. I'm still going through the different things that we can have. It looks like we could do some hoodies. There's embroidery. In fact, I've already set up a hat that says the Phantom Nexus where you can have it embroidered on there. Little things that you can help support the show. I'm going to try to find some other fun things other than just the podcast logo to put on there. I am going to finally work on the series I was doing of what love is equal to, the first one being service. And that one is available based off of verses out of Corinthians, that love is service. But there's a long list of things that I kind of thought, well, what the Bible has described love as being. And I plan to continue that line of shirts, put it on mugs, and maybe I'll get it on a hat too. But, you know, all these different things that I've put together, I'd like to put on different things. I'm hoping I can find that I can do some buttons and some stickers, that kind of thing. But you'd really be helping me out. And hopefully you'd really enjoy the products of, you know, getting a shirt or a mug or something or anything. Just go in and visit the shop and find something you like. If there's something in particular that you would want, something that would remind you of the show or would be part of the show or something fun. I'm thinking a lot of fun catchphrases like something about rolling a 20-sided die, you know, something like that. I'm working on a different ideas of what I will put together. Maybe even have a shirt that talks about the fact that I own more toys as an adult than I ever did as a child. I think that I'm going to put that on a shirt, but I want to find a cool, fun picture to put with that, you know, that kind of thing. I'm going to go see there's clip art that is available to me that I can use through Printful. I think I can also have some stock images that I'm allowed to have through my Adobe account. There's a lot of things I'm going to explore into that I can create things with that I should hopefully have some fun and some interesting products. But if there's something you'd be interested in, like if you'd want a phone case or magnets or something, let me know. Send us an email, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com or through social media. What kind of products you would be interested in having to share your love of the show and share the podcast with other people? And just because it's fun to wear. That's the thing. I want to make something fun to wear. I'm even thinking about digging up some of my old artwork from when I was growing up. I bet I still have some. And like putting that on a shirt, you know, it's I used to draw my own comic book characters. It might be fun to try to put those on shirts. It wouldn't be a necessarily relatable thing other than unless you used to draw some little characters when you were young. But it might be just fun to have on a shirt. I don't know. I'm going to try a lot of different things and see what y'all are interested in, what you have fun with. So go and check out our new shop. New products are going to be coming in as quick as I can get them in there. I'm trying to price everything as reasonably as I can. I do, of course, have to pay a certain cost for the manufacturer, and then I get a little bit of a percentage off the top. So I'm doing what I can. I'm trying to keep shipping costs down and have the shipping handled, I guess, through other companies instead of me, because boy, did I ever blow it. So trying to do the shipping stuff myself when I was trying to order or something off my own site. So there's a learning curve for me to do this. Hopefully all the bugs are worked out. I have learned that I have to limit the amount of colors available for different t-shirts, but if the color you want for a shirt isn't there, let me know what sort of color you would like. And maybe I can put the color in or do a different alternate version of the same shirt where it's different colors. I'm working on it. I'm learning as I go, but I'm kind of excited to have a new shop. I was afraid it wasn't going to work out, but I finally got things moving here today. So let's go on to our usual stuff. What have you been watching? Well, I think the only new thing really that I have been watching here lately, other than I did sit and watch some Christmas specials this week or Christmas shows, Christmas episodes, I suppose. My wife has been watching on Netflix this show called Delicious in Dungeon. And I just thought, well, you know, that looks like it might be fun. One of the characters on there looks like Zelda from The Legend of Zelda, I swear. But I thought, well, let's, you know, I would kind of like to maybe check it out and watch some of it. And it's okay. It hasn't got me all completely absorbed in, but it's kind of fun. It's got a bit of a sense of humor to it. My wife has told me that as it gets deeper into the show, it's a bit more serious. But it has been interesting. I wouldn't put it as one of the top shows I've ever watched, but I've been watching it with my wife. It's just nice to do some things with my wife. I feel like I spend so much time. I don't have a lot of free time to play games because I working on the show and different things for it. So usually on a weeknights, I don't get a lot of time to play a game, but I spend a lot of time playing games, and I thought, well, I want to spend some more time with my wife. It'd be nice to do that. So I was like, okay, we'll watch stuff. And when I sit and eat some dinner, and we tend to eat in the living room, watch TV. I have a habit of watching something on YouTube or whatever, but now my wife is grabbing the remote and she'll go straight to some sort of anime. So, oh, here, let's watch another episode of this. So there's been a lot of that one, and then Cells at Work. But, you know, sometimes in the evening, it's hard for me to watch a show because I get tired. I was actually going to have recorded this show last night, but my eyes were really tired and I didn't think I could read my notes. The older I get, the more I'm in bed by 8 o'clock, you know. It really does happen. So I have to really kind of get home and get straight to recording these shows. So hopefully y'all can relate to that. And I'm not the only one. I don't know how much it was just my biological clock kind of got thrown off when I was working in radio and getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, but it's makes a difference. But that's what I've been watching. What have I been playing? Speaking of playing some games, instead of playing the usual stuff, I mean, I was trying to do Red Dead Redemption 2. And of course, the Capcom versus Marvel Fighting Collection that I got. But I've been sitting with my wife and playing Stardew Valley again. We've started a fresh farm on my Nintendo Switch, and we're trying to do a farm thing together. There are some problems on the Nintendo Switch, and I hope the Concerned Ape Company will fix some of these, because if we were playing split screen on one Switch, it would crash the entire game, and we might lose progress we'd had on that day, because it only saves every time you go to bed for a night, and then it saves all your stuff, and then you come back and it's another day. When my wife has tried to join in on the game on her Switch and we're playing, we've shut off our online account because it is pretty costly to do once a year. But well, I might get it activated again. But we have to have our Switches nearby to each other to where we can link up our consoles or whatever. And we'll hit that same kind of a glitch, and it will kick my wife out of the game, and she will lose whatever she's done throughout the day. And so she has to kind of start some stuff over. Although some of it is kept track of, like if she's watered some of our crops, that's still running on my system. But some other things, if it was just something in her inventory, I think she's losing. So it was very kind of frustrating. But we've been trying to play some Stardew Valley. So I have some games that I can play with her. I've wanted to get her in here. I've got, I think the Lord of the Rings, the Hobbit Lego game, not the straight up Lord of the Rings ones, but I've got the Hobbit as a Lego game, and I haven't touched it. I was waiting for her to come in and play. I figured it's a Lego game. She will probably enjoy it more because you can't really die. I mean, you do, but you come right back, and it doesn't really cost you a whole lot other than a bunch of your Lego sets and that kind of thing. You know, there's a penalty for it, but it's, you know, you don't really lose the game for it. So, but I am slowly getting her to play Final Fantasy VII, the old 1997 version, on a PlayStation disc. On our PlayStation 3, and the playthrough so far, we've been doing that on watching movies with my pastor while Philip is recovering from his knee surgery, and he's still in some pain. He came over day after Thanksgiving to hang out. We did have some fun watching the Chiefs play the Raiders and eating leftovers and eating also some Charlie Brown Thanksgiving style foods, which we did watch that special while he was over here. And every once in a while, he just kind of winces on the pain. It's still a painful thing. It's been a few weeks, and he is healing, and he's better than it was, but it's still painful progress, and he's, you know, having to keep himself medicated really to handle the pain. So that's kind of holding off that other podcast, and so what we're doing is my wife and I are sitting around playing games instead of Philip and I watching movies. So if you haven't checked out that podcast, please do. I plan on making some merch for that one as well, and it'll be in the same shop that the stuff for the Phantom Nexus is. I got to figure out what I want to do for that. Philip was going to draw some artwork of us, you know, to where we can make it look like we're sitting in a movie theater. And I thought some of that artwork would be fun for a T-shirt, you know, stuff like us dressed as, you know, for the Batman episode. I thought it would be fun if we were dressed as Batman and whatnot, or dressed like wearing Batman clothes, like, and eating popcorn like we're in the movie theater to watch it. But that time, I guess, has come and gone. So that's what I've been watching and playing. I don't really have any news for you because I don't really do a lot of news unless something really does strike my fancy. And the trailer park, when we do a trailer park, it is now exclusive for Patreon and Red Circle Premium members. You can see all that there in the show notes. Go to NeverlandPodcast.com. You'll find some stuff there. You'll find links to our Patreon. And you can become an exclusive member. And, of course, Patreon members. And I think even I should be able to do it. I think with the Red Circle Exclusive Club, I should be able to put something in the show notes if I get a coupon code or is something to get you a special discount in the shop. I haven't worked out how that works, but I do plan on doing such things. So look for that in the future. But before we really get started into some of our main content here, I do want to remind you about w.gg/discount/Neverland. And there's a reference. And heck, if to make it easier, if you go to NeverlandPodcast.com, you'll find the giant word Dubby. If you click on that, it'll take you right in there. You'll get your discount, and it does help me out. If you happen to be a gamer and you want a good boost of energy, maybe I could use one right now, too. And it will not give you the jitters because it's not a bunch of caffeine. It is healthy stuff. It's a drink mix. You just mix it right in some water with all kinds of different flavors. And it's healthy, and it's energy, and it will not give you the jitters, like I said. Good for all of you gamers like me. Probably you, those of you who are better gamers than I am, you know. So, yes, that is Debbie. Okay, so let's get into some of these Christmas specials, or, well, special episodes about Christmas. And I did get a chance to watch some of these, and some of these I have not watched. But here's one of them that I have not seen. I don't know exactly if it's streaming. I bet it is streaming somewhere. But there was a Little House on the Prairie episode called Christmas at Plum Creek. It's from the first season. It's the 15th episode. It aired December 25th in 1974. That's 3 years before me. So the Ingalls family secretly make a sacrifice to surprise one another with meaningful Christmas gifts. The emotional climax highlights the strength of their love and unity. It's beloved for the emphasis on selflessness, and the beauty of handmade gifts resonates deeply with audiences, evoking timeless holiday values. Now, I've never seen this episode. I'm not run to have watched a lot of the Little House on the Prairie. Now, when I was in, I believe, the third grade, I had a teacher who read for us Little House in the Big Woods and Farm Boy. And I think we might have gotten into Little House on the Prairie. But you know, we went through some of Laura Ingalls Wilder's books that are about her childhood and her husband's childhood and things like that of growing up. During the pioneer age and everything, you know, when she wrote books on these. And so now we have a little taste of history with these stories, and they were popular enough that they made a television series much, much later. And I'm familiar at least with the books, although I really don't remember a whole lot of what happened in those books. I remember them being like a series of different stories because they're, you know, sharing little bits from their lifetime. But it's very descriptive of what life was really like. Living in a cabin in the woods, building the cabin and pioneering out there. You know, it's a very interesting read. And I aimed, of course, at younger readers. If you haven't ever read those before, I think you might enjoy it. But moving on, though, the Beverly Hillbillies, Christmas at the Clampets. This aired season 2, episode 15. It was aired first December 25th, 1963. Now, the plot synopsis says the Clampett family receives extravagant Christmas gifts from Mr. Drysdale, including a boat and a television. Their misunderstandings about the modern gifts lead to hilarious mishaps, all while maintaining their warm, family-centric values. This is a beloved episode because it's a perfect mix of humor and heart, showcasing the Clampett's simple, down-to-earth outlook on life. The contrast between their rural roots and Beverly Hills excess highlights themes of gratitude and the true meaning of Christmas. Now, I have a copy of this. I've got a set of DVDs that Philip had got me a long time ago that has Christmas episodes of a lot of different shows. And I don't think I've sat down and watched all of it, but I sat down because this was a recommended. I looked for some recommended Christmas episodes to talk about this month. And so I did get a chance to watch this one. And I mean, some of the fun is the television set. They have no idea what a television is. But they think it looks kind of like that washing machine that they have. It's like, oh, well, it must be a new washing machine. Now, they don't look to plug it in or anything. I guess it's already plugged in. They turn it on, and it just happens to have the ocean, right? And so they see all the water and says, well, looky there. So I don't know where the water came from, how the water got in there, but look, it's all full of water. But how do we open up to put the clothes in? And then, of course, the view of the ocean, they saw people like water skiing and whatnot and surfing on the water. And they're like, how did the people get in there? So there's a lot of fun and hijinks on that. But I think it was tuned to a particular channel because Mr. Drysdale is wanting to make sure that the Clampets do not leave Beverly Hills, and he wants them to really, you know, enjoy everything about it. That's why he gets them a boat and a trailer, thinking like, oh, see, they'll get all interested in water sports and they'll be going to the ocean. They don't think about going to the ocean. But Jethro and Ellie Mae both receive like skin diving suits. They don't know what it is. They realize it's something to wear, but they figure, oh, it must be. Well, that'd keep the rain off of you, wouldn't it? Because Ellie Mae gets even a I don't know what you would call it, but it's something you put on your head to dry your hair. And it even has this hose hanging at the back. And she's like, oh, this must be to run all the water off. So I guess you wear this in the rain. And so these little rain suits you wear. And then here's this thing you put on your head, and it'll keep you dry when it's raining. Isn't that nice? So they really have no idea what's going on with this. But they hear that Mrs. Drysdale would like to have a long mink. Now, of course, we know that must mean a mink coat, and that used to be a thing. You know, I know whatever you feel about people wearing fur coats, that was a thing. It was a sign of wealth to have a fur, and she wanted a mink coat. Oh, but they've got long mink, so Ellie Mae went and caught an actual mink and had it in a cage. That, well, I'll give it to Mrs. Drysdale. She'll just love this. Well, there's some crazy confusion when Mrs. Drysdale comes along and she knows that, the Clampets apparently have got me something special. And she's like, oh, where is the gift? And then, whoops, Ellie Mae has lost it. Oh, well, I lost it. It's somewhere. And Mrs. Drysdale, being very selfish, is going on, oh, well, we must find my gift. And she's thinking she's getting like a something special or whatever. Although Mr. Drysdale already gave her a mink coat, which she had left behind, and also loses because she left it on top of the TV over at the Clampets' house. Meanwhile, they're trying to figure out where this boat came from that's in the driveway, because it was supposed to be a surprise, where also Mr. Drysdale left a chimpanzee because he thought, oh, Ellie Mae just loves critters. She'd just love the stream of a chimpanzee. They've never heard of a chimpanzee or seen it other than Ellie Mae. But when Jed and Jethro and Granny get over there, they think it's a sailor that got lost. And said, well, it must have been a bad storm to drive him all the way up on land this far. And they see this chimp, and he's human enough. They think, oh, my goodness, that is the ugliest guy I've ever seen. But he's dressed as a sailor. He's wearing clothes. So they completely get confused, thinking this is some sailor who's completely lost. Then Ellie Mae says, oh, that's a chimpanzee. Whoa, is that where he's from? That explains why he doesn't know English. He's from chimpanzee. You know, so it is just a lot of goofy, silly stuff. And it's a lot of fun. And it is the Beverly Hillbillies. And it's got a lot of good Christmas giving feelings, other than Mrs. Drysdale, who's very much into receiving. Okay, something else that I watched that wasn't really on the list, but I want to share that I watched it. I am a fan of old radio shows. One of those old radio shows being Jack Benny. Now, Jack Benny on his radio show has a great episode where he's supposed to be Christmas shopping. He's got Mary with him, which Mary is secretly actually his wife, but she was on the show with him, Mary Livingston. She was on the radio show version, but not the television version of the same episode. But a lot of the same gags from this radio show are carried over into the television show. And one thing that does have in common is Mel Blanc playing a clerk. Now, Mel Blanc, if you don't know the name, you know, this is a man of many, many voices, including, of course, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and Sylvester, and like pretty much any Looney Tunes character nearly was Mel Blanc. But Mel Blanc in the radio show played a clerk where he was trying to sell shoelaces to Jack Benny. And Jack Benny keeps changing his mind on the type of shoelaces, on metal tips or plastic tips, that kind of thing. On the television version, it is the card that he writes to put in with a certain gift. It's a wallet he's buying for a guy named Don who works on the show and that kind of thing. And he changes his mind about the card, and he always changes his mind after Mel Blanc's character has already gift wrapped it or sent it off for shipping or all this other kind of stuff. It's all, you know, he keeps kind of changing his mind and driving the Mel Blanc's character crazy. And this episode is kind of famous for the fact that Mel Blanc's portrayal of this character makes Jack Benny break character, because it is really that funny, because Mel Blanc, you know, he's hilarious given opportunity. And it's, I don't think it's that often that we get to see Mel Blanc playing a role. We hear him all the time in Looney Tunes, but I don't know how often we really got to see him playing roles. But you can see Jack Benny kind of breaking character and starting to laugh later on in the episode. There's also a lot of other people who come in that when they talk, you'll recognize them for doing voices in Looney Tunes and various Hanna-Barbera cartoons and stuff like that. Just some great voices and great character people show up in the episode. And it was really, it's just going from one counter to another and ordering different things. And of course, having, Dennis Day come and sing a song. Now, Dennis Day, for those of you in the know, would be also the voice of Johnny Appleseed from Disney's is it Make Mine Music or Melody Time? It's one of the two, but you have the Johnny Appleseed thing where Dennis Day is the voice of Johnny Appleseed, sings some songs. He even does the voice of the old man. Only really seems to have like two different voices he can do besides his own and this old, goofy old man character, but a tremendous singer. And he sings a song, of course, midway through the show. It's a lot of fun and it is very funny. And if you've never watched any Jack Benny episodes, it's a lot of fun. And I bet if you got on your streaming device and you just search for Jack Benny, you'd probably find a lot of episodes. Now, I don't know what season it was because it's not one that was on a recommendation, but it was definitely worth watching. I did enjoy it. Okay, so another episode that I want to get into is an episode of Cheers called Christmas Cheers from the sixth season, and it's episode 12. Originally aired December 17th, 1987. I feel like I probably watched this episode because Cheers, I don't think I really started watching much Cheers or paying attention to it until Rebecca was on there, played by, I forgot her name, you know, the dark hair. When she came along, you know, she's been in Star Trek, Kirstie Alley. Yeah, that's right. When Kirstie Alley came on the show as Rebecca, is about when I remembered I was actually paying attention to Cheers. So the plot synopsis here is Sam, played by Ted Danson, of course, struggles to find a last-minute Christmas gift for Rebecca, while the gang at Cheers shares humorous and heartwarming moments showcasing their quirky yet caring dynamics. The blend of humor and sentimentality combined with Sam's frantic quest for the perfect gift makes this a quintessential Cheers episode, and fans appreciate the camaraderie and sense of found family. Part of this, the memorable moments there is Sam's frantic search for the gift leads to a series of humorous misadventures, culminating in a heartfelt exchange between the two. Meanwhile, the bar's regulars exchange hilarious and yet surprisingly touching gifts, reinforcing the theme of chosen family. Because you got the regulars in there. The thing though with Cheers is like, okay, people who are regularly in there, that's what you call an alcoholic. You in it? If you're in a bar every day for drinking, if you're drinking every day, you're an alcoholic. Okay, so yeah, but that was a very popular episode. There's another episode that I don't think I'd be able to find it anywhere to stream, but it was listed in an episode of Miami Vice. Now, growing up, I didn't watch Miami Vice, but it's called Milk Run. It's from season 2, episode 12. It aired December 12th, 1985. Crockett and Tubbs work a case involving two naive college students who unwittingly become drug mules over the holidays. While not overtly festive, this episode's backdrop of holiday cheer contrasts sharply with its gritty storyline, emphasizing themes of redemption and second chances. Fans appreciate how the episode juxtaposes Miami's glamorous holiday setting with its darker, high-stakes narrative and adds unique twists to traditional Christmas storytelling. And that is what I have for you for this week for different shows that they take a moment out there to watch Christmas shows. What are some of your favorite episodes of a television show that had a Christmas episodes? I vaguely remember Family Ties had one of Ricky Schroeder's, hit one of his friends' family, their house burned down while they were trying to roast chestnuts on an open fire. It went horribly wrong and burnt their house down. And so they come and stay in the homes over on Silver Spoons where they were a rich kid, you know, that kind of thing. But there's a lot of different fun Christmas episodes would happen. What is some of your favorites? Email me, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. Tell me some of your Christmas episodes. I mean, I know there's a lot of regular Christmas watching that you've got to do. I mean, Mickey's Christmas Carol, I have to at least watch once. Scrooge, the Muppet Christmas Carol, despite what previous guests have said, the more they didn't like it. If you didn't hear that one, that's last week's episode. It was a lot of fun. Make sure you check that one out. But there's a lot of regular watching, but maybe there's some of these TV episodes I should sit and watch regularly as well. And is there anything that you watch regularly that isn't like a regular like special, like a Garfield special or Peanuts, but a television show that had a special Christmas episode that you enjoy? I remember some Christmas episodes of Chuck that are really good. One kind of special one where Chuck gives Sarah a bracelet that I think was his mother's. It's a very kind of special thing. And I think she loses it in the episode and then gets it back and becomes a very special thing. But they always had fun Christmas episodes on Chuck. One of my favorite shows. I have it on Blu-ray now. I feel like I need to go watch the Christmas episodes now. But they would do Black Friday episodes where the store they work at, the Buy More, was going to be overrun and they were preparing for it like a military operation, stuff like that. It was just a good, fun show. If you missed out on that one, I believe you can watch that on streaming services. I believe Peacock has it. I don't know, but you can stream that. It's a great series if you didn't watch it back when it aired. But like I said, I own it on Blu-ray. It's a great, great old show. It's hard to think of that show. That is an old show, but it's been at least 10 years ago. I mean, that's been a while. That has been a while. But that's definitely some shows that I like to watch. And I think I'm going to have to pull out for a Christmas time. Maybe I'll go watch it when I get out of here. I need to go eat some dinner when I finish recording this.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe will be back right after these messages.
Hey, now back to the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
The Jack Benny Program. Quality of product is essential to continuing success. In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts, and
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
It takes fine tobacco to make a fine cigarette. And year after year, at market after market, independent tobacco experts, men who spend their lives buying, selling, and handling tobacco, can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco.
Fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And this fine Lucky Strike tobacco means real deep down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed. So free and easy on the draw.
At 57.59, American.
The Lucky Strike Program, starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, Christmas will soon be with us, and millions of people are rushing around making hasty last-minute purchases. So let's go back to last Monday and look in on a local department store in Beverly Hills.
Have you made up your mind yet, mister?
Well, I don't know.
That was Monday. We now bring you up to Wednesday. Same store.
Now, look, mister, you've examined them both very carefully. Haven't you made up your mind yet?
Gee, I don't know which one I want.
That was Wednesday. We now bring you up to Saturday. Same store.
Gosh, I wish you hadn't shown me both of them. Let me see that first one again, will you?
Look, mister, I got a wife and five kids. I haven't been home in a week. Now make up your mind, will you?
Gosh, I can't decide. This one looks nicer, but the other seems to be more durable.
Oh, Jack, for heaven's sake, shoelaces are shoelaces.
Mary, when you're buying a gift for somebody, you don't rush into things. Now, let's see. If I take the...
Oh, pardon me. Hello? Yes? Oh, thanks. Thanks for telling me. Goodbye.
Gee, it's so hard.
Look, mister, I want to go home. I got six kids now.
Well, congratulations. A new baby. Do you mind if I buy something for the little fellow?
No. No, why don't you buy him a razor?
A razor?
Yeah, by the time you pick it out, he'll be old enough to use it.
That's an old joke.
It was new when we came in here.
Well, look, mister, I'll take these shoelaces, the shorter ones.
Well, thank heavens. Now, do you want the metal tips or the plastic tips?
Here we go again.
I'll take the plastic ones. The metal ones rust.
You're right, Jack, but of course you know the plastic ones crack.
Oh. Well, then wait a minute. Let me see.
If that phone rings again, I'm going to punch you right in the nose.
All right. Give me the metal one.
Yes, sir.
I'll pick them up later. I'm opening a charge account. Come on, Mary. Mary, you have my Christmas list, haven't you?
Yes, here it is.
What does it say?
It says, Dear Jackie boy, I couldn't meet you last night because a customer spilled a chocolate soda all over my uniform, so I have...
The list is on the other side. Give it to me.
Wait a minute, Jack. Who's Josephine?
The little blonde car hop at Simon's Drive-In. She used to work at the Glendale branch, but they promoted her to Beverly Hills. Gee, I hope that chocolate soda incident doesn't send her back to Glendale. You know, she's very pretty, Mary. The drive-in uses her picture in all their newspaper ads.
Oh, yes, I remember. She was Miss Cheeseburger of 1945.
Yeah. She'd have made it this year, too, but her mustard was on crooked. Just goes to show you, fate. A little thing like that. Let me see that list, Mary.
Here.
Can I help you, young man?
Help me?
Yes. You've been standing in front of this counter for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Well, that's understandable. You're confused because it's Christmas time. You've got the Christmas spirit. You're doing your Christmas shopping. You're looking at so many different things.
Well, that explains why I'm confused in December. What about the other months?
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a coal miner by trade. I'm just doing this to help pay the fine.
Well, gee, I'd like to get something for my parents.
Oh, your mother and father, eh?
Yeah, how did you know?
I just figured it out.
Oh, I know. I think I'll get my mother a new corset.
Well, don't you think she should come down and pick out her own corset?
Oh, mother hasn't left the house for 3 days.
Is she sick?
No, the string broke on her old one and she can't get through the door.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. We were spending a quiet evening at home when... Boing! The steel stays flew in all directions.
Oh, my goodness. Was anybody hurt?
No, but my father got pinned to the wall. Anyway, wrap me up that size 44 corset and I'll take it with me.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see that list again, Mary. Oh, yes, a dozen blades for Phil, some handkerchiefs for Rochester, some little toy for Dennis.
You told me at Ciro's last night you were going to buy Dennis a grand piano.
Last night I had 4 glasses of Muscatel. I'm all right now, so where's the toy department?
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. What about your producer, Robert Ballen?
Oh, yes, I don't know what to get him.
Oh, Jack, look, why don't you get him one of those new canvas golf bags?
Yeah, he'd love that.
And it's only $15.
Oh. Gee, I just happened to think he doesn't play golf.
Well, why don't you give him a nice cocktail shaker?
Say, that sounds good.
And it's only $12.50.
Hmm. I just happen to remember he doesn't drink either. What else can I buy him?
A knife and fork. Let's see you get out of that.
Oh, stop, will you? I'll think of something. Now, let's see.
Hi, Jack. Long time no see.
Huh? What? Oh, hello. Come on, Mary.
Who was that?
Oh, he's a racetrack tout I used to see at Santa Anita. You remember we ran into him at the Union Station last year?
Oh, yes.
Say, Mary, I want to get a watch for my sponsor. I wonder where the jewelry department is.
Well, there's a floor walker. Ask him.
Oh, yes. Oh, floor walker.
Yeah.
Can you tell me where the jewelry department is?
Yes, but you'll hate yourself in the morning.
Look, I didn't ask for any wisecracks. You either give me a civil answer or I'll report you. Now, where is the jewelry department?
It's on the third floor.
Thanks.
Like fun it is.
Never mind, I'll find it myself. It's a fine store to do business with.
You walked in here, Lotus Blossom. Nobody dragged you.
Oh, quiet. Come on, Mary, we'll find it. Mary, let's go upstairs and get that watch for my sponsor. We'll take one of these elevators.
Well, number 5 is just about to go up.
Yeah, let's hurry.
Hey, Jack. Hey, Jack.
Huh? Oh. Oh, it's you again.
Yeah. Come here a minute.
What is it?
Where are you going?
Upstairs.
Which elevator are you taking?
Number 5.
Uh-uh.
What?
Take number 3. It'll beat 5 to the top by 2.5 floors.
But number 5 is about to go up.
I know, but she's carrying too much weight.
Well, I don't know. What do you think about number 1?
Local. Can't go the distance.
Well, what about number 2?
Slow starter.
Well, it really doesn't make any difference. I'm only Christmas shopping.
Okay. It's your money.
I wonder where he gets his information.
Jack, are we going up or not? So far, all you bought is a pair of shoelaces.
Well, at least the... Say, Mary, I was thinking. Maybe you were right about those plastic tips. I think they're better than the metal ones. I'll go back and change them.
Oh, Jack.
Come on, I'm going to change those shoelaces.
Pardon me, miss. Would you mind waiting on me, please?
Why, yes, sir. What can I do for you all?
Well, honey, child, where you all from?
Alabama. You know, that's down south.
Well, corn my pone and mint my julep. Shake hands with a fella rebel.
Oh, are you from the south, too?
Am I from the south? Just run your hands through my hair and feel those boll weevils.
Say, wait a minute. Your voice is awful familiar. Haven't I heard it before?
Well, sure you have, babe. I'm Phil Harris, the Texas Toscanini.
Well, imagine that. Just wait till I tell the other girls that I waited on Phil Harris. Now, what would you like to buy?
Well, sugar, I don't know.
How would y'all like to see something nice in lingerie?
Now, honey, you know you shouldn't throw me a line like that.
So cute.
Yeah, everybody notices it.
You know, Mr. Harris, you're so much different than I pictured you to be. On the radio, you're such a braggart. You sound so conceited.
I know, but it ain't really like that, honey. But Benny's writers always write me that way.
His writers?
Yeah, every time they get a hold of a beautiful hunk of man, they make him conceited. Now, look, let's see what I can get for my wife. Oh, I know. Give me one of them negligees there.
Yes, sir. Shall I wrap it as a gift?
Yeah, and fix the package so she can't peek into it. You know, seal it over with some of that there scotch and soda tape.
I'll have it wrapped up for you in just a minute.
But look, mister, plastic tips are metal tips. What difference does it make?
Well, it's a gift, and I want it to be right.
But those other shoelaces are more expensive.
I don't care. I'll take them anyway.
When he buys shoelaces, money is no object.
That's right. Give me the expensive one.
All right. You're not hurting me. I work on commission.
Just wrap them and I'll pick them up later. Come on, Mary.
Jack, I want to stop a minute at the lingerie counter. I like this shade, miss. I'll take this pair of 2-thread hose.
You're wrong, lady. This hose is 3-thread.
Oh, no, it's 2-thread.
I beg your pardon, but it's 3-thread.
Listen, sister, don't argue with me. Not so long ago, I was standing right where you are.
That's Eleanor, Mary.
Well, hello, Mr. Benny.
I see the Yule time is catching up with you.
Oh, hello, Mr. Kitzel. Are you doing your Christmas shopping?
The things I am buying for my little daughter, I am buying, you should excuse the expression, a piggy bank. And my little boy is at the age where he is going in for sports, but I don't know what to get him.
Well, why don't you buy him a badminton set?
Yeah, I'll pay a little more and I'll get him a goodminton set.
What?
Christmas only comes once a year.
I guess you're right.
But I'm having trouble finding what my wife wants.
What's that?
A mishmashel.
A what?
A mishmashel.
Oh, no, you mean a mixmaster.
That's right, a mixmaster.
Well, I'm sure you'll find one in the appliance department.
Thank you.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Kitzel.
Goodbye.
Mary, while you're buying the stockings, I'll go over to the toy department and get something for Dennis.
All right, Jack, I'll see you later.
Well, there you are, Mr. Wilson. How does that shoe feel?
Oh, it fits perfectly. I'll take that pair.
That's fine. And would you like some extra shoelaces?
No, I always get a pair for Christmas.
Well, that must keep you excited.
Yes, I never know whether I'm going to get plastic tips or metal tips.
Oh, well, I'll have these shoes wrapped for you in just a minute, Mr. Wilson.
Fine.
Oh, hello, Don.
Well, hiya, Jack. Doing your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I was just going over to the toy department.
I just came from there, and I bought you the most novel thing you've ever seen in your life.
For me?
Yes. In fact, I'm not even going to wait till Christmas. I'm going to show it to you right now.
Well, what is it?
Look.
But, Don, that's nothing but a set of toy wooden soldiers. That's not for me.
Just watch what happens when I wind them up.
But, Don... Don, it was nice of you to think. Don, I don't want that. It's a round, it's a curve, it's a full. Better buy Lucky's, better buy Lucky's, Lucky Strikes a smoke for me. Better try Lucky's, better try Lucky's. L-S-L-S-M-L.
Darn it, I'll have to wind them up again.
Never mind, Don. I don't want to, but it was a nice thought anyway. See you later.
Don't bother wrapping them as a gift.
Here you are.
Thank you. Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Miss Livingston. Gee, am I tired. I just walk up to the 6th floor and back.
Walk? Why didn't you take the elevator?
Well, I was going to take elevator number 3, but some man came over and told me it was scratched.
Friend of Jack. What are you doing here in the music department?
Oh, I was just going to buy some records. Here's a swell one, Mary. You want to hear it?
Yes, put it on.
Okay.
Keep it in mind tonight.
washing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky, won't you fill me when I'm needing you most? Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try.
I was looking for you. Where have you been?
Oh, I was just talking to Dennis.
Oh. Now, let me look at that list again, will you?
Here you are.
Gee, I still have to get a present for my old girl, Gladys Zabisco. I don't know what to get her. Do you think she'd like a lipstick?
I don't know. Has she got lips?
don't be so catty. I think I'll buy her a bottle of perfume. Let's see what else. Oh, yes, I'll have to send something to Fred Allen.
Fred Allen? I didn't know you and Fred exchanged gifts.
Oh, sure. This year, I'd like to get him something he needs. I wonder what department sells plasma. Oh, well, come on, I'll get the perfume first. I think it's right over there,
but... Oh, look, there's Jack Benny.
Hello!
What's that?
May I have your autograph, Mr. Benny?
My autograph?
Yes, it will make me so very happy.
Yes, indeed, so very happy.
Well, I'll be glad to. There you are.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Benny. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Who was that guy, anyway?
What's the difference, as long as he's happy?
Yeah.
Well, here's the perfume counter.
What?
Here's the perfume counter.
Oh, yes. Pardon me, sir. I'd like to buy some perfume.
Okay, mister. What kind of perfume would you like?
Well, I don't know. What's popular right now?
Well, here's something that's not too strong, yet leaves a trail of broken hearts.
Oh.
It's called Avec Trey Jatambuku My Cherie Trey Bean.
What does that mean in English?
Condensation of steam that's been forced through a motorman's glove.
Gee, they go to so much trouble. No, I don't think I'd like that.
Well, here's some other perfume called Essence of Smog.
Well, I don't know. Mary, do you think I ought to take a bottle of this?
Duh, certainly.
How much is it, mister?
This is $25 an ounce, and the other one I showed you is $30.
Well, haven't you anything a little more reasonable?
Yeah. I even have some perfume for 25 cents an ounce.
25 cents an ounce. What kind of a bottle does that come in?
It don't come in no bottle. We keep it on tap.
On tap?
I bet they serve pretzels with it.
Well, I don't think I'll take any. By the way, mister, how come they put a fellow like you behind the perfume counter?
Oh, my regular job is in a delicatessen department slicing Limburger cheese.
Limburger cheese?
Yeah. Once a month, they send me here to neutralize me.
Well, what do you know? Come on, Mary. I'll get the perfume later. Let's go home, huh? I'm tired.
Well, don't forget to stop at the notions counter to pick up the shoelaces you bought, the ones with the plastic tips.
The shoelaces?
Mm-hmm.
But, hey, wait a minute. Did I get the plastic tips?
Sure, you went back and changed them.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mary, now that I think about it...
Yeah!
Yes, Mary, I might as well get what I want, and I'd rather have the metal tips. Come on.
Oh, look, there's Rochester buying some neckties.
Yeah, and that floor walker's waiting on him. Let's sneak up behind him.
I think this tie is beautiful. It's very unusual.
Yeah, but I don't think my boss would like it. It isn't his style.
I see. What type of man is your boss?
Well, he's medium tall, medium weight, and rather conservative.
You mean he's conservative in appearance?
It goes deeper than that.
At least he's subtle.
Quiet, I want to hear this.
Now, here's a nice tie. Maybe he'd like this one.
Yeah, that's a pretty thing. How much is it?
It's only $3.50.
How much?
$3.50.
Too bad he would have liked that one.
Oh, fine.
Well, if you don't want to spend quite so much, here's a nice tie for 89 cents.
Well, that's close to what I have in mind and wallet.
Of course, it might be a little too plain for your boss. Is he a young man?
No.
Is he middle-aged?
No.
Is he elderly?
Wrap it up!
Rochester Van Jones.
Oh, hello, boss. I didn't see you.
I know you didn't. Don't be buying me any 89-cent tie.
You keep out of this. I'm working on commission.
Well, now. Now, look, Rochester, you've been with me 10 years now, and I've been very nice to you. I've always tried to make things pleasant for you and keep you happy, haven't I?
I'd like to hear Judge Goldberg's opinion on that.
Never mind. Now, I'm leaving you here, and I want you to decide for yourself whether or not I'm worth more than an 89-cent tie. Come on, Mary, let's go. Say, Mary, which tie do you think Rochester's going to buy me, the one for $3.50 or the one for 89 cents?
Well, if you were Rochester, which one would you buy?
I'll fire that guy. Oh, here we are, Mary. Here's the notions counter. Oh, say, mister.
Yes?
About the shoelaces I bought.
Oh, yes, yes. I've got them all wrapped up. Here you are.
Well, I've been thinking about the plastic tips, and I think the metal tips would be much better.
No. No.
But all I want to do is change them.
Change them. Change them, he says. This can't be happening to me. This must be a dream.
Look, mister.
I've always been a good man. Always did the right thing.
Look, mister.
Worked hard in the store. A loyal employee.
Look, clerk.
When the Christmas season started, they gave us our choice of departments.
I know.
I could have had any counter I wanted. But I took shoelaces.
Look.
Shoelaces! And why? Because I thought it would be easy. Simple.
Mister.
Look. Metal tips. Plastic tips. And we've got rubber tips, too. But I wouldn't tell you. I wouldn't tell you. I wouldn't tell you.
Come on, Mary. There's a crowd forming. Let's get out of here.
Jack, we'll be back in just a minute, but first, here's my good friend, Mr. L.A. Speed Riggs. In a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. And today, tomorrow, always. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Mr. Dewey H. Huffy, an independent tobacco auctioneer of Reidsville, North Carolina, was born and raised in the tobacco business. He said...
Season after season, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy tobacco that's mild, ripe, and mellow. Fine tobacco that tastes good and smoked good. I've smoked Lucky's myself for 29 years.
Year after year, independent tobacco experts like Mr. Huffine, auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen, can see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco.
Fine, light, naturally mild tobacco. Real Lucky Strike tobacco, yes?
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
And fine tobacco means real deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Say, Mary, that department store was certainly crowded, wasn't it?
It sure was.
And they had so many people working there. There was Mel Blanc, Gerald Moore, Frank Nelson, Benny Rubin, Viola Vaughn, Artie Auerbach, Sandy Bickard, Pete Leeds, Elliot Lewis. And you know those little wooden soldiers that sang?
Yeah.
Sounded just like that quartet, the Sportsmen. I was going to mention my writers, too, but they wouldn't even come in for the show. They stayed in Palm Springs. I hope they run out of suntan oil. Good night, folks.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
But that's what I have for you this week, and I do want to remind you about Podgagement. And I seem to have moved some of my stuff around here, trying to put all these different things here. There we go. Podgagement is a fantastic service. Now, I have looked, and prices have gone up on Podgagement, but of course, the amount of services the Podgagement will offer you at podgagement.com has expanded. Not only, I mean, you can get your reviews sent to your email for your podcast, but it also looks at the charts to see how you're doing. A lot of things are, you know, image creation, lots of different things, and you can pay for a year. You can pay for it as a monthly thing. It's run by Daniel J. Lewis. He's a very brilliant guy. He's an award-winning podcaster. Go and check that out at Podgagement. I've got links for that, I believe, on neverlandpodcast.com as well. Make sure you use my link, and then, of course, I get a little kickback for you having used it, and I will appreciate that very much. Of course, we do want to thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Poe from Christian Nerds Unite, Darren Wilhite of the Wilhite and Wall Show, all for helping me out with the intro. Don't forget to email us at podcast at neverlandpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter or X at Neverland PCast. We're also on Facebook. We have a group. I recommend it most of all under Neverland Podcast, or it might be under the Fandom Nexus. Search for it both ways. I probably need to update these notes and look to see what that page really is, the subdomain for Facebook, what it really is. But we do have some fun interaction times on there. I'll have to share a lot of things. Jonathan from Diz Radio likes to share a lot of fun things in there as well. Don't forget, you can join the Neverlanders at neverlandpodcast.com. Become an official Lost Boy or Pixie. Why Pixies? Because girls are too clever and they don't get lost. And do not forget to, you can donate through our Patreon, patreon.com/neverlandpodcast. That link is also at neverlandpodcast.com. And if you look right there in your show notes, you can become an exclusive member on Red Circle. And, you know, for a little bit of a small little help out, a little donation, you can get ad-free episodes. I still read the ad, read some ads, but you won't get the annoying ads in the middle of the show, at the beginning of the show, and at the end of the show. You won't get any of those, but I have to put those ads in there because I have to help pay for the show. But if you decide you want to help me pay for the show, you won't have to listen to those ads anymore, and you'll get a lot of exclusive content, bonus episodes, that kind of thing, and even some coupon codes when I get that worked out for the store. So lots of great reasons to become a Patreon member or a Red Circle exclusive member here at the Fandom Nexus. But that's all I have for you for now. Next week, we'll, of course, talk some more of really great Christmas episodes from television series. And until then, get lost in an adventure.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.